Today kicks off PAX in Seattle. It's one of the world's biggest video gaming conferences. At this very moment, two North American teams are sitting down at their computers for a match in the League of Legends game. An estimated 27 million people play League of Legends every single day. One of the best is Iliang Double Lift Pang.
Double Lift gets the hit.
Great job by Double Lift to stay persistent. Double Lift's going to match this.
What? Can you do it, Double Lift? He goes for one. He has the lifesteal. He can actually get to it.
Double Lift, a.k.a. Iliang Pang, is one of those players that a lot of esports fans know by name.
The first time I really understood that, like, wow, I'm famous was I was traveling to Korea. Somebody walked up and asked me for a picture, and I was like, whoa, how random. Like, it's so strange because I play the game. I don't like put my face out there. That person must be such a dedicated fan to know what I look like. A couple minutes later, like another person's like, hey, I'm your fan. Like, can I get a picture? And I'm like, whoa.
Double Lift's eSport of choice is League of Legends. He was telling us he thinks it's really succeeded in beating out World of Warcraft as the most popular game. It's a team computer game with fantastical creatures and spells and lots of strategy. Just like star football players, if you want to succeed in eSports, you have to give your life to it. And that's something that Double Lift learned early. I met up with him at the Sheraton Hotel lobby yesterday. His team had just arrived to attend the regional contest this weekend. Double Lift is 21 and talkative. But when he was growing up, he told me he spent a lot of time alone. And when he wasn't working to maintain a perfect GPA, computer games were the only thing he wanted to do.
On all my spare time, I would just play video games because it was kind of an escape from being a really unpopular kid, being like a really chubby, like no friend kid in school. I don't know. It was just like a whole new world where you could be anything that you wanted. And the only thing that mattered was how skilled you were at that game. You know, nobody cared what background you were from. Nobody cared that I was Asian and everyone else was white. It was, it was just a nice escape from reality, I guess.
And what did your parents think of this? They must have been happy with the high GPA and the high SAT scores.
Actually, those things are the status quo. So, having a good GPA was just normal, and having a good SAT score was just normal for them. It was acceptable, not like anything special. They definitely thought of video games as like a huge waste of time. I thought it was really hypocritical of them to think that video games are such a waste of time because they themselves spent so much time watching Chinese opera and drama. And they would sit at the couch for like hours and hours and hours doing this. Just like I was sitting at the, you know, computer desk playing games for hours and hours and hours. Except to me, video games were a lot more engaging. I would always try to argue with them about all this stuff. I'd be like, look at what you're doing and look what I'm doing. Like, how is this any different? In the end, they would just be like, don't talk back to us. Video games are a waste of time. You're never going to get anywhere with this. They forced me to find a job, and I still try to make time for video games.
And did this finally come to a head, this conflict?
Yeah, so on my 18th birthday, my parents very graciously reminded me, like, oh, well, now that you're 18, we can actually kick you out of the house. So you better be really obedient, because we're going to be providing a roof over your head while you study in college. Look at all the things we've done for you. This is 18 years of us helping you out. And I was like, okay. But I don't know. I guess the rebellious nature of me got the best, and what ended up happening was we got into this really stupid argument. It's so stupid, I think I actually forgot what it was about, even though it was the most important thing of my life, probably. I ended up getting kicked out of the house. I packed all my stuff, everything I owned, which was just basically my computer and my wallet and my bike, and I biked to my friend's house. I ended up going online, and I was already a pretty popular player, so I said, hey, like, I kicked out of my house. I don't want to work at McDonald's and just, like, be a dead-end nobody for the rest of my life. So I want to try to be a pro gamer. And if you guys could help me out in any way, like, give me advice and stuff. And I got a lot of advice and, like, thousands and thousands of dollars of donations. And I used that money to find a place to live and start my career, I guess. I knew that it was the only thing that I could possibly do because it was the only skill I had ever trained in my whole life.
I'm speaking with Peter Double Lift Pang. He's a professional video game player here in Seattle for the big PAX video game competition taking place this weekend. His specialty is League of Legends. You are one of the top League of Legends players in the world today, is that right?
Yeah, I think so. That sounds really cocky, but yeah, probably.
And what's your relationship like with your parents now? Have you at all reconciled? Have you stayed in touch with them over the years?
I didn't talk to them for like 3 years. It was a really big Chinese holiday coming up. It was the Lunar Festival, which was really big for my family in particular, because it was the only time that we would like ever do anything as a family. And then I was just like, man, this kind of sucks. It's been 3 years. I probably shouldn't be so bitter about it. I could definitely just like call them and ask them if they want to get back in touch or just like hang out or something for this festival. I ended up going back to their house and just talking to them, and I think they're only proud of me. My perception of the situation is like they're only proud of me because I'm really successful and I'm making a lot of money, like way more than they would expect. I'm obviously like famous, and I don't know. They cling on to the positive aspects, like, yeah, I'm famous, but they don't actually understand that, like, what I'm doing, and they don't like support the fact that I'm a pro gamer. They just support the fact that I'm really successful, if that makes sense. I don't expect them to understand esports. I guess I can just only ask for their support, so I'm happy with that.
What if you have kids? Have you thought about whether you'd like your kids to get into video gaming, or how you would deal with the fact that maybe they'll be into something really different than you're into?
Well, I hope that if I do have kids, that I'm a lot more accepting of what they want to do for fun. I mean, no matter what it is, like, whatever they want to do, I think it's okay. Like, just give them one chance. And if they fail, well, then you can try to put them on the right track. But at least you can say that you gave them the chance, and there's not, like, empty pages in their book. The things that could have been, but they never even got the chance to try it.
Sounds like you feel very lucky. I mean, you're obviously skilled, but you feel like luck had something to do with it?
Oh, yeah, the luck has everything to do with being a pro gamer. So I would never... I get so many messages about people who say, I'm in the same situation as you were. I'm at odds with my parents all the time. They're really traditional. They don't understand that I like playing video games. Should I become a pro gamer? Or, like, help me become a pro gamer like you. And I will always give them the same answer, and it's, don't do it. You have to give up so much. You have to sacrifice everything in order for this small chance to be a professional gamer. And once you do make it into the pro gaming scene, it's not like it's like this carefree wonderland. You have to train 16 hours a day, and then if you lose, you might lose your spot to some other kid in the same situation as you, who's hungrier than you, who will play one more hour than you and practice harder. Not worth the risk.
You are 21 now. Do you think you'll be playing this game when you're 31?
I'm not sure if League of Legends will last till I'm 31. That's really optimistic.
It's lasted a long time, though, I understand.
Yeah, it's lasted 4 years. I definitely expect it to last like at least another 4 or 5. Past that, I'm not sure, because games have like a... Generally, games have a lifespan. So it's really optimistic for me to think that I could play it till I'm 31, especially professionally, because you can only maintain like being a top professional player for so long. It's like, it's really taxing on your everyday life, and it's just really hard to maintain.
How do you train?
My schedule is the same every day, and so we wake up at 10 or 11, and then I go to the gym for about an hour and a half. Then I come back and we practice for 14 to 16 hours. Most of the time it's like 14 hours, so we practice until, I would say, 2 or 3 a.m., and then I wake up and do it again.
So you said maybe this game won't last a long time. Are you kind of looking at your future and trying out some other games in order to gain some expertise in those games? Should League of Legends peter out?
That's a really good question. I think I'm more invested in esports as a scene. So I know that I will never be as good or accomplished in other games as I am in League of Legends. So I'm just trying to get as many connections as possible. And the scene is growing like crazy. Like, Coca-Cola is getting into esports. There's literally like a Coca-Cola esports division right now. And it's just exploding. So maybe I won't be a professional gamer in another game when League of Legends dies, but I will be part of the scene. And, you know, like, it needs commentators, it needs analysts, it needs people to work on, like, events and like, the format of tournaments. Everything needs to be worked on, and there's just not enough talent in the scene right now.
Okay, I'll ask the very rude question, and you'll answer it any way you want to. How much money do you make a year?
I actually can't talk about that, but it's a lot.
Six figures?
Yeah.
Mid six figures?
Oh, God. In between there.
Well, at one point, video games was fun, and now it's work. So what do you do for fun now?
I play video games. What else?
Eliang Double Lift Pang, a star in the new world of esports. He's in Seattle this weekend, his team facing off in the computer game regionals at PAX, the big game conference taking place downtown. I spoke to him yesterday at the Sheraton Hotel lobby. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.